Okay, don't worry.
Blog Talk Radio.
My name Wale, and I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
Word.
She put that Mac on.
Yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Word.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she gon' be hacked off. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color.
Word.
This loving you, get your groove, so stellar. Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask, might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
Do we make a fella spend money that he don't got? Cause it's that hot, better be good. Yeah, if I'ma get it, it's too damn shown up. Keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good. Yeah, if I'ma get it, it's not happening. Keep you thirsty. I'ma need you to prove your worth. You won't find another like this. Cause you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got. Come and get it. Whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better. If I'ma get it, so my, no lie. So damn good, make a grown man cry. You better be good.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alde. I have Ron on the line as we wait for Keisha Taylor to trickle in. I gotta go wake up a dead body. So give me a second. Hey, Keisha Taylor, welcome. Gotta go wake up a dead body.
This nigga said I gotta go wake up a dead body.
Listen, y'all, I don't be understanding. He fell asleep in the car coming home. Didn't even know I stopped to get gas when I got back in the car and closed the door. Listen up. Popped up like, what you doing? I just got gas. What are you talking about? What am I doing? What? Go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get. Hey.
That's all, Dre. Boy Dre.
Dre.
Taylor.
Hey, it's 10:30.
She said, hey, it's 10:30. You kind of somebody, you know what I'm saying, waking their son up for their fucking junior year in high school. What is going on? This is your third year. You ain't used to this shit yet, nigga.
Hey, it's
your ass up.
You need to get up. So, yeah.
When
so
my mother came
tonight
and got me one fucking day, my mom woke me up with a bucket of fucking water.
Oh, Lord. Why you wouldn't get up? What was your problem?
So, I talk, you know what I'm saying, in my sleep and in my waking up and about to go to sleep stages. And I don't know what I said, but I know I said something because I know that after she threw the water on me, she didn't speak to me for a week. So, I don't know what I said. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
And me and my mother have an understanding of certain things that we just don't discuss, so I just left it alone.
So, okay, we'll come back to that because we're going to talk about talking in your sleep. We'll talk about that. So, we're going to come back to that. So, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's us. We're here to drink and do shit on your Friday night. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things. Some people here tend to partake in the narcotic.
So it's not a narcotic.
What is it? Is it downer?
It's not a narcotic. A recreational drug.
Okay. Some people partake in recreational drugs here other than alcohol and shit.
Nigga, just say Ron smoke. What the fuck?
No. Ron tells on himself. I don't have to. But Medisa's going to be out for a little bit of time. We just hope that she gets better. Yeah. So, tonight, if you're in our group, and if you want to be added to our group, just let us know that we can add you to a group. So, we're talking about a video that I posted inside the group about the different type of friends that you have and how they play different roles in the friendship. I know I have different friends for different things. I don't know if y'all have different friends for different things, but it's very possible. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And the reason why I said, so I'm going to give you a little tidbit. So I'm a people person. Y'all know that about me. People tend to like me. They like to talk to me, just randomly come up to me and start fucking conversations. That's what they do. I guess I have a people person face. I don't know. But the other day, there's a girl that hangs out at the lounge that I like to go to. And so we've been starting to hang out a little bit more, just me and her and some other people. And so Dre had a problem with that. Why he had a problem with that, I don't know, because he feels like people are trying to steal his best friend. Listen, y'all, I have told this Negro multiple times, I have more friends than just you. You're not my only friend. People actually like me. So he's like, no, you can't be friends with her. Who are you to tell me who I can't be friends with in my adult-ass life? You're not my mother, and you are not my father.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even tell me who to be friends with. So, and then that video just so happened to look, the dead has risen. So that video happened to pop up after I watched another video. I was like, this will be a really good conversation to have because we want people to go and flourish and be around other people who are like-minded or open-minded people. But he don't want me to have no friends but him. And sometimes I need to do girl shit with girls. So yeah. That's where we are. So, Keisha Taylor, we'll start with you. Do you have different sets of friends?
I sure do. I have friends that I hang out with. I have friends that I you know, speak to on the phone. I have friends that I can go to for advice. I have friends that have businesses and have careers and things. And I have friends that do boring whole shit. I am a full, a firm believer of you have certain friends for certain things.
Right.
I'm not
going
to go to my bald-headed whole friend and ask her relationship questions.
Because she's going to give you the worst advice ever. She's like, girl, come out here and hold with me.
Exactly.
That's the advice she's going to say. That's what she's going to say. Come out here and hold with me.
Whoa. Now, depending on where she's at and what's the situation, sometimes a hoe needs company hoe. You can't allow a bitch to hoe by herself sometimes. The dick to pussy ratio sometimes be out of whack. You got it, you know what I'm saying? Take one for the team and hoe with your friend sometimes.
I can't. Nigga, what?
Anyway.
am I wrong?
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just like, in my head, I was like, I'm not saying you are wrong. In my head, I said, well, I mean, we don't want her to go out here. We really don't want her to go out here and do some hoe shit. I get that she needs me right now. But what Keisha Taylor is trying to say is that, you know, let's say she's having a situation in her relationship. She's not going to go to her bald-headed hoe friend and be like, girl, me and my dude are having issues. What should I do? She's going to go to her friend who's sensible and, you know, she may not be in a relationship, but she's been through some shit, but she's not doing no hoe shit right now. She want to go to that friend or the friend who's in a relationship and it's like, girl, let's just try to fix it. And this is what I did to try to fix my situation. That's what she's saying. Golly.
How about this? How about this? I'm about to bust y'all both over your fucking head right now. All right?
Oh, God, Keisha Taylor.
She at work. Jesus. Whether she's at work at an event where they have all kinds of stars there, and one of the stars either comes from backstage or that person goes backstage and they see that star, or that star is flying in the Eastern Corridor, right? Wherever that star may be, and that star has a little conversation with said individual, okay? And that star says, yeah, you know what? I understand you're in a relationship right now, but I'm headed to Turks and Caicos this weekend. And me and like three of my dudes, nothing, just something like, and I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, so I want you to bring one of your friends, and I want you to come, you know, everything's taken care of. And just to spend some time with you, because you know I'm going to be gone after that. So here go my information. You get in touch with me, I'll send you your tickets. Now, you go to your friend with that shit right there. Your friend is telling you, oh, be good and go back to your friend, or is she fucking hoeing with you?
Let me be clear, okay, before you start. I don't do goofy shit. So I don't give
don't
a damn
what
star comes. I don't do goofy shit.
This ain't got nothing to do with goofy shit. This is a person.
You just said.
Of
you just said. You
status.
Just said.
This is
you
a person
had just
of a
said.
Status that has shown interest in you, and I just put that out there to, you know what I'm saying, give you a type of person. But I'm speaking of a person of status and of attraction that has shown interest in you that obviously has more than the nigga you fucking with now. That's what I'm trying to put out. So I'm not talking about goofy shit, so let me change that.
That still sounds like some goofy shit, but okay. So here's what's going to happen. I'm just not going to do it because that's not me. But my whole friend would do it. I know she would. But
I'm
I
stupid. And while you're not doing it, can this nigga just go the fuck back to sleep? How about that? Just go the fuck back to sleep.
What?
I'm stupid.
What?
Am I stupid?
What are you?
No, you're not.
Thank you.
You're not.
You are.
You are. Oh shit. I'm stupid. No, I'm stupid. I'm sorry. Taylor, please continue your story. I mean, your answer to the question.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do anything
him?
Like that just because that's not me. But I know a couple of my whole friends that would actually.
Why they got to be hoes? Because they're taking advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime situation.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's after 10:30 on a Friday. Everybody a hoe.
You stupid.
Not everybody's
yeah.
a hoe after 10:30 on
everybody
Friday night.
It is.
Everybody. But
everybody.
What if it's not 10:30 in your time zone? So, like, right now, is Medisa a hoe?
No, not until 10:30.
You stupid.
God. Dear Lord.
Oh, shit. I'm done with you.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, so Imaj,
okay.
So sometimes, you know what I'm saying, hoes need help. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dudes have done it with females, you know what I'm saying? Your man come through, his girl brings her cousin. You got to eat that. You got to take that. You know what I'm saying? And you want to fuck, but her cousin don't want to fuck. So now you got to sit there and fucking play cards with this bitch while this nigga in the bedroom getting bun. You know what I'm saying? That shit is the worst.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I stopped when my friends would be like, hey, girl, you know, I'm going to hang out with this dude. His roommate is there. I stopped going. I stopped doing it. I don't want to go.
Right.
I don't want to because his roommate, one, may expect something. Two, he may not be that cute. Three, I just don't feel like meeting new people. I just don't feel like it. Right now, I don't want to be hospitable. And I don't want to entertain nobody. I don't feel like entertaining no nigga today. I don't feel like it. There's been plenty of time. I remember I had to be, it was either my senior year of high school or my freshman year of college. It was in between that time. It could have been the summer. And there was a girl I was hanging out with, and she was talking to this dude, and she was like, hey, you want to ride with me? I was like, yeah, I'll ride with you, girl. Yeah, you know, ain't thinking nothing else about it. I get there. His homeboy is there, and I was like, yo. She was like, we about to go in the room. What do you think I'm about to do? You should have told me I was coming to meet somebody today because I'm not in the mood to meet nobody. I could have gone about my business because I'm, you know, it's the summertime. I feel like it was the summertime. I really do. I feel like it was like the summertime between my senior and freshman year of college. But after a lot of stuff that she did, she was that whole friend. I started to recognize it in her. And if y'all ever heard the story about the girl that I almost left in Virginia Beach, that was her. So, yeah. I had to stop fucking with her. She was a hoe. Like, she was on some hoe shit for real.
But you know, all right. So we all have those hoe friends, and if we don't have those hoe friends, then we are that hoe friend. Okay.
No,
what about that fucking holier than thou friend? Y'all got that one?
You know what? You know what? I had to let that bitch go.
Stupid.
She thought she was better than everybody else. And I'm like, yo, you ain't no better than the bum on the street. You are no better than any other human. Because I can read you for your filth. There was a post that somebody made today, and that kind of resonated with me just now. Because you forget that people actually know the person that you are. You forget that. You putting all this shit out into the universe on the internet and on social media like you is God's gift to the next human forever. But they just don't know that you ain't shit. Ain't going to be shit and ain't trying to be shit.
So, you know what's funny you say that? Because I was thinking about, you know, Dre kind of inspired me sometimes. So I was thinking about going and getting some T-shirts made, right? And on the bottom of the shirt, it was going to say what you be, right? And you just said what you be. And it's going to be a big B, right? And basically, it's the life that we are. It's either what you've been, what you're being, or what you're becoming. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
It's like, we got to remember, we being a certain way. But motherfuckers remember who you've been. You know what I mean? Like, you have a life. You know what I'm saying? That is past that second B and not quite at that third B, but still in that first B. You know what I mean? I remember what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be trying to act like you fucking holier than thou now. Because I had a dude that was like that. And it wasn't so much that he was holier than thou, is that he was trying to convert everybody to be holy as him because it helped his life. I get it that your Lord and Savior helped your life. You know what I'm saying? But, nigga, you had real problems. No, don't be coming over here. I ain't got real problems like that. I don't need Lord and Savior problems. I just need, like, Psalms problems. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no big problems like you, nigga. Nah, his shit was rough, but. But I'm saying, but yeah, but when you say that, it resonated with me because people be trying to act like the person who you was still ain't in my memory. I know who the fuck you is, and that person still in you.
Right.
Don't try to act like it ain't still there. I still see them fucking crackhead moves.
I still see them betrayal, trash ass moves. I see that shit. Like, bitch, you not perfect on nobody's level of anything. So yeah, that's that shit. Yep. So Ron, which friend are you?
I'm everybody.
You everybody.
I mean, let me not say everybody. I'm a bunch of motherfuckers. Cause some motherfuckers I ain't. So I ain't everybody. But it's some people who the only time that I'm your friend is we play basketball together. That's my boyfriend. I know what I'm saying. I got to play some ball. You the person I'm getting at. I'm going to see you in this environment, in this capacity. You got some people who I'm just friends with. You know what I mean? On my work phone, I may call them 2-3 times a day. I mean, have a nice little conversation with them. We may talk shop, we may talk life, politics, whatever, but you just my friend at work. Don't call me off the clock. It ain't that serious. You got some people who are my friends and we're just sexual friends. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, all right, shorty, you know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you in 3 years, but next time I see you, you know it's popping. Like, yeah, that's what we do. So, I mean, I have different friends for different things, and I'm different things for different people. You know what I mean? Because you got to be multifaceted. Like, me and Dre will have conversations about certain things that me and Taylor won't. You know what I mean? So it don't mean that one relationship is more or less than the other. It's just different.
I agree. I can agree with that. Very much so.
Like you got stuff.
Yeah.
Like boom, for instance, we was talking the other day about the gifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's certain friends that you can talk to that person about that, certain people you can't. There's certain people you can talk to about, my cousin just got arrested and I gotta send him a package. How should I do that? All right, so boom, go to this, that, third. Go to the website and they'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, send your package to your cousin. How you know that? Don't worry about how you know that. You know what I'm saying? You just had that conversation with that person. You know what I'm saying? So everybody don't have everything for you, so you can't have the same relationship with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, so that's not something you're going to ask me.
You stupid.
You know what? I feel like I give different things to different people too. I really do. Because I am definitely the friend that, you know, if you need a pick me up, you're probably gonna call me and we're gonna talk and we're gonna laugh and we're gonna kiki and we'll probably go out somewhere. I'm definitely that friend to some people. Then some of my friends, they do actually ask me for, like, real-life advice, and I be wanting to say, why? Y'all know half of the time I ain't shit. But I'll give you some sound advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give you some sound advice. I will listen and take in what you want me to take in. I really don't have any coworker friends because, you know, I'm still new.
Right.
New to this. So I don't have, like...
And you didn't like none of the bitches at your last job.
No, because I do, like, one of my walking partners is from my old job. So I do like her. Like, there's certain ones, like, I still keep in contact with. And I'm like, hey, girl, you want to go out to eat, catch up? Like, those I will. But they were also, like, real-life friendships, too. They just weren't co-worker friendships.
Right.
It weren't just because I was talking to them on the clock. After I left, we still stayed in contact with one another. So, and even after one of them left, they stayed in contact. So, it's you just have to know where you fit into that space with people. You can't be like in the video, she was saying, okay, so such and such didn't invite you somewhere, and she invited me. Well, maybe she already knows that if you invite her, like, you're not coming. So she's not going to invite you.
All right, all right. First of all, fuck that raccoon bitch. All right, that's number one.
Oh, Lord.
Second, that's that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
You still want to be invited, though, even though you're not coming.
Because a lot of times it be the situation that dictates my answer. And if the situation has changed, then my answer possibly will change. Don't take away my chance. Now, if you're saying you won't have fun with me, so that's why you invited me, you ain't invited me, okay, I get it. I can't tell you unless you have fun. Maybe I talk too much and it blows your heart. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm a drinker, you a smoker. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm whatever. So, but don't tell me because you wasn't going to come and not give me the fucking chance to say no. That's some dumb shit.
And so that was another issue that I had with a group of friends that I had, because they figured I would always say no. I'm like, no, if you ask me and I'll figure out my schedule, I might come. Don't just not do
that.
But okay, so you want to have the invitation so that you can say no. Right? That's what you want to do?
I mean,
and
don't say I didn't invite you because I knew you was going to say no. You know what I'm saying? I didn't invite you because I don't fuck with you. Just say that.
Okay. So to one of my friends, I love her to death. We've been friends forever. But she fucks with some people that I don't fuck with. Like, I just
go.
Don't fuck with this. And there's this one particular girl. Like, every time I see her, I be wanting to put my fist clean down her throat. Like, I don't fuck with her. So I told my friend, hey, if you are having a function and you are deciding to invite people, you know I have to come from a distance. So if you want me there, you can't really invite this girl, because if I come down there and she there, it's going to be a problem on site.
On site.
So I said, I'm not going to be upset if you decide to invite her versus me. I'm not going to be mad or upset or feel away. I ain't.
See, that's some real adult shit right there. That's some real, let me, you know what I'm saying, put it out there in the open, let you make your own decision. I'm not mad at you if you want to go in that direction as opposed to that's some real adult shit. I commend you.
Even though I don't understand why she still fuck with it, because the reason why I don't fuck with it is because of shit that she did to her. So, I don't, hey, listen, you pick and choose your friends. I can't tell you what to do. But
nigga said, listen, I'm not coming all the way down there to catch a case.
Listen. She got me one time. That's why Dre had to ride along. She got me one time. Got me. I was like, oh, so you, when I get there, I'm like, this look like work, bitch. It's here. Oh, okay. Let me keep a drink in my hand and fall away from her as I possibly can. Because if I get close, I'm yanking that last week ponytail out her head with that workout.
You know what? Anyway, so Taylor, do you got any of those holding and down friends? I'm done with you. This nigga's done.
Wait a minute, she's there. She should be there, unless she muted herself.
I'm here. I was having a situation with my earbuds, but I'm back. I'm fine. I'm here. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, we was asking about those holy and endowed friends. You got some of those?
Oh, yeah. No. I know somebody like that, but I wouldn't call her my friend. I know that if I see her, I'm very cordial. Like, I'll be nice. Like, I'll ask her, you know, how you doing? and shit like that. But if she say something out of the way, I'll be that bitch ass. If that's what she means.
See, don't invite her. Don't. That's the person you don't invite right now.
No. And if you do invite her, I'm that friend that's not gonna intentionally go out of my way to embarrass you. So here's what's gonna happen. If you invite her, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go get me a drink, and I'm going to go sit my ass down. I am going to nurse that one drink all night.
Not all night.
All night. Till it's time for me to go. Because here's what's going to happen. If I get more than two drinks and she come past me, I'm likely to bust that bitch in the head. So,
see, that's why you didn't.
I'm going to just stay. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to do none of that. I'm going to, hi, how you doing? You good? The kids good? Okay, good. And I'm going to go the opposite direction. And I'm going to leave it at that. Now, if I'm sitting over here with my one drink, minding my business, and you come over to me, and now you want to hold the conversation, that's something different, because that's telling me you want me to fight you, and that's okay, too. This could go either way. Because I was minding my business over here. You came from across the room to come over here to talk to me. So you know I don't like you. Like, that's one thing about me. If I don't like you, I don't like
you
for a reason. You will never hear me say just randomly out of the blue, I don't like this person. I don't like this. I'm not that type of person. Like, you have to, and on top of that, you have to do something more than once for me to get to the point where I say I don't like you. Because I will, like, okay, look, sometimes I know I can be a little emotional. I can be a little hot-headed. I'm still trying to get in the heaven, y'all. So I be working on myself. So I said, maybe it's me, and you didn't really mean that the way you said it. So I'm gonna give you another chance. And if you do it again, okay, listen, I gotta check the calendar, make sure, you know, it ain't that week before that week or something. Maybe I'm getting the signals wrong. Let's try this again. Now, if you do it again, you just a bitch, and I'm gonna fuck you up. That's just how it goes.
All right. Let's flip this again then. What about those friends that do every fucking thing good? You got any of those, or are you that friend?
Nah.
Because what you're not about to do is tell everybody how you be doing shit for me. No.
Okay, so those people right there, the ones who only do shit so that they can boast and tell people that they did some shit.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. But you can go ahead, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like,
the ones
instance,
who are perfect.
My daughter's mother, she does every fucking thing good, right? And the problem with that is when she does certain things not as good, it's like she like minimizes it. You know what I mean? So that's her character flaw. You know what I mean? Like, but she does every fucking thing good. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's smart, she cooks, she's pretty, she got paper. You know what I'm saying? Like. But she's a fucking piece of work mentally. You know what I mean? So, like, as a friend, everybody call her. Well, let me ask you, what would you do this? What would you do that? And as a friend, people call you, can I borrow a couple of dollars? And as a friend, people call her, yo, how do you make the, you know what I mean? Like, every fucking body. I mean, that kind of person.
Okay. I don't know any. I don't have any people like that.
You stupid.
No, I don't. No, I don't have anybody like that. I'm not like that. Even though some people try to make it seem like I'm that person, but I'm not that person at all. Like, because I don't know how to do everything, but I will learn. I'd be like, you know what? I don't know, but let me find out. Or let me try to figure it out. I'm that person. I don't like I don't know.
Right.
I don't.
Only reason you don't know is because you ain't look for the answer.
Right. So let me get back to you. Let me look for it. Let me figure it out.
Right.
I'm not that person. I'm not that. Even though somebody would try to say, like, you complain about something being hard and you ate some shit. No, that's because I did the work. Yeah, this shit was hard doing
right.
it. But I did the work.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between that. You know what I'm saying? If you're the person
I mean, not necessarily. Because the reason you have the answer, you know what I'm saying, is because you did the work. The reason she had the answer is because she did the work. You know what I'm saying? Yes. There's nothing wrong with doing it. The person is not calling you for the work. They're calling you for the answer. You know what I mean? So they don't give a fuck if you did the work and I just call you for the answer.
But why can't... See, here's the thing about people that sometimes irritates me and why I pick and choose who I'm going to help. If you are of able body and able mind, why can't you find the answer?
You right.
What?
But here goes an answer. This kid. Here goes an answer.
Scared of what?
They don't know how. All right, let's go
what
back
you mean
to that
you don't
answer.
Know how? Do you know that Al Gore's internet is available to everybody?
Okay.
And excuse me,
realize...
if you popped out children and they in school, you can get internet for free because everybody is remote learning. So it ain't no reason why you can't do it yourself. It ain't no reason.
Why you,
all right.
Ain't no reason why you can't get on Al Gore's internet.
You stupid. But that being said, y'all realize that it's yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. I'm not saying you can't. Here goes a stumbling block. Algorithms. You know what I'm saying? So now you going
okay.
on and you looking for, let's say that the problem you have is that you have type 2 diabetes. Okay?
That's me.
And
okay.
somebody
right.
says
two.
To you, perfect. And somebody says to you, yo, you know what? You need to change your diet, right? And you say, well,
mm-hmm.
what should I change my diet to? And they say, well, I can't tell you what you can change your diet to, but here's what you should stop eating, right? So the person just told you what you should stop eating, but they didn't tell you what you should eat, right? So now you're going online and you're looking for certain things to eat. Now, when you have
mm-hmm.
certain algorithms and things of that nature, it's going to lead you in certain directions. It may not lead you in the optimal direction. It may not teach you that, you know what, yes, you have type 2 diabetes, and you want to optimally have a plant-based diet. Probably won't lead you in that direction. What it'll probably say is shit like half splinter. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it tells you to eat, you know, how much of something you can eat and what vegetables are good for you and that will help you keep your blood sugar regulated and what other foods will help you. If you go and
right.
ask Al Gore's internet, sometimes it will tell you.
I didn't say that it wouldn't. All I'm speaking to is algorithms of where the internet wants to push you towards. You know what I'm saying? And depending on what you searched before, you're going to lean that way that much easier. And I'm not saying it's not possible. I started that way. I'm just saying let's be realistic and realize that the answers that you're going to get from that internet are not going to be the best because the people running the internet have no intentions of you living your best life.
Okay.
But I mean that is. But yeah, so that being said, like that friend that got it used to kill me when I was with her because I'd hear one person call her and and asking her for advice, and maybe having one conversation. And then I had the next one. And I'm like, God damn, nigga. You solving every fucking body in the world problems except for your own.
You know what I'm saying? See, that's really... And that's the thing. But that was probably her her defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how some people can, you can see what's going on in everybody else's life and you have like the best solution for them. But when you look into your own life, you can't figure nothing out.
That man, and that was the premise behind my question to y'all about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause that person, man, they got their shit together, but they fucked up.
And they don't realize they fucked up, though. They don't understand that.
Well, maybe they do, and they just don't know how, to your point of fix it. How? You know what I'm saying? What you mean you don't know how? You grown. Sometimes niggas don't know.
But
like, I was asking you, I just said something to you earlier about how to send somebody something in jail. You was like, I don't know about it. One could say, come on, son, how you don't know about that?
Because I ain't never sent nobody nothing to jail. So.
Because you've never experienced it, exactly. So now,
I don't
just
know.
Because you've experienced something doesn't mean, some people, Jay has never experienced parenthood. You know what I mean? So just because you certain ages don't mean you reach a certain stage. Yeah, that nigga see it. Yo, you want to hear something funny? You want to hear something funny?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, I'm not necessarily talking about Dre, but it kind of applies. You know what I'm saying? So I heard somebody the other day talking, and when we heard the person talk, so we stand outside the building and we heard somebody talking, and we see the young lady come down outside the building with her child, right? So me and the dude look at each other like, so who the fuck was that talking to her? And then we heard the voice again, and we like, well, we obviously they're talking to this person. We know who the young lady is. The child, oh, the child's father. That may be the child's father, is what we think, right? Right. So the person comes
right
downstairs, and I said, "That ain't the father. That's a fat her." Yo, the motherfucker had titties that looked sexy and juicy.
I say all that to say
that was the chick's brother, and he had never, you know what I'm saying, he didn't have no children, but we didn't know who it was, you know what I'm saying, but we knew it was a man's voice, but then we seen the motherfucker like, that ain't no father. I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
A fat her. I thought that was very funny when I said it. I don't give a fuck with nobody.
Yo, listen. So that was a fat her? Like, really? So. I can't. I'm not doing this with you today. I'm not doing it. Not going to do it. Nope.
I'm saying we knew it was a male voice coming from in the hallway, but we couldn't see who it was. And they was obviously talking to this mother and this child in a dominant, masculine, yet kind of questionable way. You know?
So what do you know exactly was said so that we can know what was inside the context of the situation?
It was, don't forget the blah blah. No, I'm saying like the word wasn't really audible. It was more the mess. And don't forget blah blah blah. And you better blah blah. No, I'm saying like shit like that. But no, I'm saying one of them kind of tones.
Okay, so but it sounded like it could have been a toss between a man and a woman.
No, it definitely was a masculine thing. It definitely was
okay.
A masculine voice.
Not a masculine.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you said masculine thing, so you thought it was a shim her.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, from all the masculinity that I heard, I didn't expect to see as much blah, blah, blah as I saw. You know what I'm saying?
Blah, blah, blah. What was the blah, blah, blah? What's the blah, blah, blah?
Like, all right. You know what the blah, blah, blah is. Like, come on, son. Like, you know how you see a motherfucker.
I just know what the blah, blah, blah is.
All right, let me explain to you what the blah, blah, blah is. All right?
I feel like I'm talking to a vampire. I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
You got some motherfuckers who they go on vacation, right? And they in the pool, and they got their shirt off. And you got some motherfuckers who in the pool and they got their shirt on. Usually, if you have your shirt on in the pool, you got the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you got, they got man titties and they got a good stomach. That's what you mean.
So, you know, yes. There was three blahs, right? Blah, blah, blah. They got the blah, blah, blah. Wasn't the father, it was just a fat her. My bad, nigga. I thought you was a father. You like a fat her, nigga.
Oh, so he had a face like her, so that's a fat her. So it's a brother.
No,
okay.
Nigga didn't have a face like her. He just had mammaries and was round in the waist area, nigga. It was.
Sick of
this nigga needed a girdle for real. I didn't say he looked like a bitch. I didn't say none of that.
No. Oh my god. So it was a somebody had came in the store the other day, right?
Oh,
and
Lord.
He was asking me. I was on break and I was walking back from my break or whatever. He asked me, where is the cookie at, right?
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't say anything, but in my head, I'm thinking, like, the last thing you need is a cookie.
I eat cookies.
Like, that's not what you should be doing. That's not what you should
he
be doing.
He wasn't
a
good
girl.
Listen,
you should be getting some Ensure or something.
Ensure.
Nigga, water and apple cider vinegar, nigga, and some lemons. Burn all the motherfuckers back.
I guess he was like feeling self conscious because he was like, oh, it's not for me. My wife is baking something for the neighbors. I was like, I don't care, sir. The cookies are in this aisle. And he was like, I know I'm big, but
the cookie's not for me. Again, sir. Because you made him feel like he need them cookies.
Exactly.
He read your mind.
Exactly.
Well, you said
not only
her
mom,
head,
but
sir,
I'm sure he saw the look on her face. And she probably been looking at me like, nigga, cookies.
Now you know
cookies.
You don't need no goddamn cookies.
You know goddamn
first
right
all,
you don't need no cookies.
I had on a mask. I wasn't making a face. Stop
nigga,
it.
Your eyes. Your eyes, nigga. Your eyes.
You made
I mean,
a
your
face.
Eyes,
I
eyes
made
are the windows to the soul.
Before.
You just said you was thinking
probably,
it. So at the very least, you gave off that energy. At the very least.
You told that man with your eyes and your thoughts, sir, you don't need any cookies. What you need is to be over here on this nutrition dietary type thing, and you get you some apple cider vinegar pills and some protein shake mix, and so that you can start working
because,
out.
Because, sir,
fact,
you
I got
are
this
looking like
bottle.
Aunt, nigga looking like Aunt Brandon.
Yes. Yes.
Shut up.
Hey,
Brandon, that's exactly what he looks like.
And what,
I'm
and
like,
the
damn,
blah,
this
blah,
thing's
blah,
bigger than mine.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I got the three. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Nah, the first two are the same, but the third
got to
be blah, 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 blah.
We're done. I can't. I feel y'all stupid. So, okay.
Oh, shit.
So I walked and wonder what, like, okay, so we're friends. At least we think we may be. So I'm going to ask, Taylor, how would you categorize our friendship? And same thing for Ron, like y'all's friendship to me. How would you categorize it and where would you put me in it?
We are everything friends. So we could go to the club and cut up. We could talk some business, and we are everything friends. Because we literally have conversations and we talk about everything.
As I was asking the question, I was like, we really do talk about every freaking thing.
We talk about everything. Yeah, we talk about everything. We can talk about business stuff. We talk about silly stuff, clothes, like drink. We do all of that. So our friendship would be, we could do whatever and it would be okay. If we decided, like, you know what, I don't want to go outside and people, and you decide I don't want to go outside and people, we could sit in the house and kiki all night.
Right. Because you don't like people. Yep, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. Ronald, you're probably going to tell me I'm your ain't shit friend, but I'm ready.
No, so I'm sitting here and I'm going back and forth between being respectful enough to listen to Taylor's answer and... No, laugh. No, I'm serious because I in my mind I was thinking, well, she will come to me next. Because I know ain't nobody else fucking here to answer. That nigga sleep it. No, I'm joking.
I had to mute him. He was snoring. Y'all didn't hear him snoring.
I'm joking.
Yes.
Nigga, stop.
Yes.
Listen, the last nigga that could have jokes about falling asleep on the show is me. Y'all all know that shit. You know what I mean? So that being said,
okay.
I'm going in my mind thinking, all right, I know I'm next. Come up with your answer. But I wanted to listen to hers because it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? And then it wasn't anymore. But what I would say to you is I would say it's levels to this shit, right? And in being levels to this shit, I would say the mantra to all friendship is mind your business. Right? And when I say mind. It's different minds. The word mind is spelled different ways, different levels to how you spell that. And on each one of those levels of mind, I can fuck with you. Like, we have mental conversations sometimes. Sometimes we have conversations mind about mind. Like, that's just money. You know what I'm saying? Mind your business. Sometimes we have conversations that nobody else don't need to fucking know about. You know what I'm saying? So mind your business. You know what I'm saying? And the business of whether it's this platform and you being the captain, or it be an older platform where we were both looking towards the captain, you know what I mean? So there's different dynamics on how we have communicated and continue to communicate. So it's varied, as Taylor said. I don't know if it's as deep as y'all's because I ain't talking to you about certain feminine shit, you know what I'm saying, even though we do have, you know what I mean, some dibble and dabbles. But, yeah, mind your business and the levels that come with that, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense. For some reason, it makes sense to me.
It makes sense to you, right? Fuck the world. It makes sense to you. That's all that matters.
And I think that's what it is, because even though it took us a long time to get here, it took us a while to get to this point, right? So, because sometimes I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? But then as I got,
well, you
want to
hear some funny shit? You want to hear some? Not to cut you off, but to cut you off.
Okay, here we go.
If you go back a few years, right?
Right.
That's kind of how. Wait, no. You don't. You have no idea where I'm going. That's kind of how I feel towards Taylor now.
What?
You know what I mean? Because at first, I ain't fuck with that nigga. Nah, nigga, you the other new. It's York, not Jersey, nigga. No. And she used to come for me. Don't think I ain't people all that shit. Know what I'm saying? She used to come for me. Know what I'm saying? But I used to dip and dab and swerve around that shit. Know what I'm saying? But as time has grown, it's like... I fuck with Taylor. Know what I'm saying? Like yeah. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? So now, know what I'm saying? It's expanded beyond what it was. How some time ago, me and yours had expanded. Now I don't. Know what I'm saying? Like I don't even. Whatever. But does that make sense?
That last part, no, because I didn't know what the fuck you talking about.
Right. That was. I almost let something out. I wasn't supposed to let out, and then number one supposed to let it out. Fuck it, I didn't. So y'all never know what I was not gonna say.
You're not gonna say? Okay.
But, moving right along.
High and drunk. This nigga here.
Now, I ain't had nothing to drink all day.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you. But, yo, like as I was saying, like, years ago, you would have thought, like, yo, they ain't never gonna like each other. They ain't never gonna be on the same page for nothing. And then, I don't know, one day, it made sense. I don't know. And so, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can get to know Ron for his person. Maybe.
I am an acquired taste.
Yes, you are. Not everybody can take you and understand you. That's how I know I have a very understanding heart and mind.
Wait. What the fuck does that mean? Wait. You feel me? What the fuck does that mean, nigga?
No. Because you are such a rarity, and that you are.
I talk to this dumb nigga. That's how I know I got good communication skills. What the fuck you trying to say, nigga?
No, that's not what I said. What that simply means is that. Yes, you are an acquired type, but people have to get to know you to understand you, and that's what I did. And so, I have a very understanding heart in space. So yeah.
So then, not to just make this about you and your fucking skills. So then, anybody who puts up with me like this have the same set of skills. Is that what you're saying?
They may not, because some people don't put up with you.
See, this nigga's all about her. You see, this nigga's on her bullshit. You know what? I'm done. Continue. It's all about you.
It's never about me. I'll be the first one to be like, I'm all right. I'm not the one to be like, oh, I'm, you know, sometimes I'll be like, you know, they about to get these thighs and these titties and this ass. That's because I just be feeling myself in that moment. But a lot of times I'm like, I'm just okay. And it's all right. I'm cute to look at. It is what it is. I'm just saying.
I'm done with you.
You are.
I'm done with you.
You're always going to be done with me, but then you'll still talk to me again on another day. You're going to continue talking to me, period. Yep.
I know I got issues. You know how I know I got issues? I'm walking around my house right now, back and forth, butt-ass naked in a fucking blue polo robe.
So my mama would ask, you know what, let's say my mom was there and you're walking back and forth with regular clothes on.
Wait. Did you say your mother is here while I'm walking back and forth with my dick swinging? Do you really want to continue this conversation?
That was regular clothes on.
She's like, why are you for regular clothes?
I said it. I say nothing about no whatever you got on. She would be like, why are you walking around like an Alzheimer's patient, walking back and forth?
Oh no, not an Alzheimer's patient. God,
yeah.
And my answer would be to your mother, because I was playing ball a little earlier and my knees a little stiff, and I've been sitting down and stiff, so I'm moving around to loosen it up. That would be her the answer to her.
But you know what? You know what, Ron? You never, okay, so I just had a thought. You never updated me about your weekend last weekend, so I'm going to need you to update me on that whenever you get an opportunity.
Nothing to update up. No updates.
Oh, I'm sad all of a sudden.
Wait a minute. So it's nothing to tell. So wait.
Let me go back. So
we don't have nothing to tell about what happened here.
Or you just can't tell us right now.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to tell, and there's nothing to tell right now, and I'm no.
Okay. Again, I'm sad on the inside. Sad.
Yeah.
Because you said it makes three of us. You sad too? Oh man, it sounds like some bullshit.
Cause I saw this, I saw what I saw, and I said, "Ooh, this you gonna get a story.
This is gonna be fun. Like this one's gonna be fun.
We was gonna get a story." And then now I'm sad because I figured we was gonna get the story a little later, you know, in the after show or something. Or we was gonna get a story in the office and nothing. So I'm like, "Oh, he waiting to tell us. This gonna be juicy."
Dang. Yeah, no juice.
No juice. Oh man, it made me feel like the blah blah blah.
That's a blah blah blah. Oh God.
You stupid.
I'm dumb. Oh man. We gotta figure out how to lift our spirits then. We gotta figure out.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was kind of waiting all week for that story.
Nigga, who you telling?
Nigga, yo, I got questions and concerns, and I don't even know where to start.
Anyway. So
is it okay if I decide to say fucking bitch? Is that okay? Because it makes me feel better.
Me too.
Can I call somebody? So we can call the person. Fuck it, bitch. Okay, I feel better now. I feel a little bit better. Every time I say it, it's going to be a little bit better.
All right. So, friends, how many of us have them?
Yeah.
That's a song you should have played.
I don't have that song on my thing. I have a new laptop, so I have no music on this laptop. So, it sucks.
All right. So let me ask you this question to get back on topic. How many friends do y'all have that are on their last fucking thread? That their usefulness or their necessariness is like, come on, son, like shorty. Like, you do this shit one more game.
I have one. And
all right.
I've been telling this hoe for a while.
Oh,
listen.
Lord.
Okay. We are in our 30s, okay? We all have had children.
Exit out of them.
Right? We all have had children, okay?
All, you know, we are not the same as we was 21, 22, 23. However, you cannot continue to be outside with your blubber looking crazy. And
this nigga's incorporating the blah, blah, blah in her sentence.
Not okay. You need to fix it. I have tried multiple times. I've taken my own money and went and paid, girl, this is what you need. This here. This
oh, I know what you're talking
you.
About. I
now,
know exactly what
right,
you're
right. Question, question.
About.
Are you talking about like, Grimace? Are you talking about Grimace
but,
that you be sending the pictures of?
I got, like,
yeah.
My blue, blue, blue don't be blue, blue, blue. So everybody can
oh,
see.
Imai, that's what you're talking about? Grimace?
Yeah. It certainly
yeah,
don't be in pictures. That's all I'm going to say about
it. Mm. So it's hanging on by a thread, basically.
Yeah, she hanging on by like one thread, cause it's like she's trying to make people feel bad for her. Like, nah, it's
what about you, Kitty?
No, because I already shut that bitch off. Nah, I don't know. Like, listen, so here's the thing about me and my friends, like, especially like when it comes to my best friends, I let them do dumb shit on their own. I usually don't abandon them until, I don't abandon them, let me say that. I let them learn the lesson. Because sometimes me telling you does not help you. You need to learn on your own. So there's been times when I've not talked to one of my friends because they currently are in their learning season and they need to learn this lesson, and Jamie is not going to be the teacher of said lesson, because I don't have the fucking time to be the teacher of said lesson. So I don't put them on like a last string, like, hey, you got to keep your shit together, like, I can't continue to do this with you. But then, you know what? Some people do are on the last straw, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah. Some people test my patience daily. Daily. But yeah. But yeah, I let my friends kind of figure their shit out. Like, you need to figure that out. I'm not gonna continue to tell you nothing. I'm not your mother. It's not, you've already been raised, okay? Life is about to deal you some cards that you need to figure out. Like, one of my friends, like, right now, I've talked to her, but I haven't talked to her. Like, when I see her, I'm happy to see that she's okay. But until she gives out the situation that she's in, I don't have much to say, because I told you long time ago, get out that fucking situation, because it's doing nothing but hurting you and hindering you, but you continue to stay and you wonder why you struggle. So if you're creating a problem for yourself, then what you want me to do? I ain't fixing no shit that you don't want to get out of. I'm not going to do that. You're going to have to sink and figure out if you can swim. You might have to sit at the bottom of the pool for a little while. I don't know. But there were people that I was on the verge of cutting off, and I've already cut them people off, though. Like, I don't give you too long. I ain't fucking with no dumb shit. It's not. I just don't do dumb motherfuckers. I just don't do it. You know you dumb motherfucker.
You stupid.
You ever have like so much going on in your life that you be like, you know what? I ain't got time for you
for your
and
shit.
Your shit and me and my shit and everybody else's shit along with it. I ain't got time for that. The only thing I can do right now is focus on me and my shit or whatever it is.
See, I started thinking about that, what you're saying. I started thinking about it automatically from a man's perspective, right? And from a man's perspective, I started thinking of, well, then you start dealing with less females because, one, they taking time away from your, you know what I'm saying, objective of getting whatever, whatever, whatever. Two, they may call you at the wrong time while you with your woman, while you with your wife. You know what I'm saying? Three, you know what I'm saying, you got to deal with the small talk. But then I start thinking, like, I would think that females have that same issue. You give a nigga some, you know what I'm saying? Now this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, want to call you every fucking morning. Good morning, beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Nigga want to text you and shit. Niggas all of a sudden, and your man looking, who the fuck texts you at 9:14 in the morning? You know what I'm saying? On a Saturday. Shit like that. So I could imagine y'all have that same issue with niggas. And you like, nigga, we can't be friends no more.
Yeah. I was talking to this one particular guy. Like, we didn't even get that far. Like, he just was like in the talking phase, and he really was like, you know, I really like you, whatever, whatever. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I kind of dig you too. He was like, but your situation is keeping me from moving forward. I was like, well, what is moving forward for you? He was like, I want to see you exclusively, but, you know, you're in a relationship. I was like, yeah, like, you've been through this.
This ain't new to you, nigga.
Yeah, like, that was the first thing I said to you. Like, that was literally the first thing I said to you. Like, hey, listen, I have a boyfriend, and that's it. So, now we on, like, we didn't have, I don't know how many conversations about it and everything else, and you was cool with it, but now all of a sudden you like, oh, I can't deal with it. Hey, no problem, no hard feelings. Like, I'm not about to get, you know, I'm not about to, hey, if it's not for you, it's not for you, that's okay. And I'm left it at that. And I thought that was the end of it. No, like, why are you calling me, sir? Why would you be calling me? What do we have to talk about? Why would you be calling me?
Ain't nothing changed.
Oh, I wanted to know if you wanted to go catch a movie, this is that. We don't got nothing to talk about, sir. You are not comfortable in my situation, and I'm not going to leave my, like, I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing because it makes you uncomfortable. So what do you want? And then it got to the point, like, where he literally was, like, calling, like, nonstop. Like, why would you be calling me at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night? Why would you be calling me 8, 9 o'clock in the morning? Like, bro, stop. Stop it. So, yeah, it's. Like, nah, bro, we ain't, like, we can't be friends. Like, we ain't, nah, don't call me no more.
We can't be friends like RM and Deborah call.
Not even, because we didn't even get that far.
Can't be friends. I'm not even in love. Not even in love.
Not even.
But we can't be friends. It ain't the reason.
Not
no
Paul Thomas. I wish I never met her.
Now I wish I never met her.
I was honest from the beginning. I was very honest from the beginning.
Love episode. He was in love.
Nah, she lied though. She lied. I didn't.
No, she just said she wanted to go back to her house and her family. She ain't lie.
No,
she lied.
She told him later on that she was married with children. No, I told him from the rip.
Hey, what's your name? My name is Keisha, and
no,
I have
she
a boyfriend.
Always said she was married. She said she was unhappily married with children.
Let me go look at these lyrics. Let me go look at these lyrics because I feel like
down the Carl Thomas song. Next time on the show, we will start breaking down songs for what they really meant. So, okay, speaking of songs, so I listen to Amazon Music. It shuffles through songs or whatever. So, if anybody has heard Kanye's Sunday Service album, Kanye took
okay,
a lot
see,
of songs.
Excuse me. Raising my hand. I hate to interrupt you, but I knew I was right. Here you go. Long days and nights were spent until she dropped the bomb on me when she said that she was unhappily married with children. So so she didn't tell him that first.
She dropped the bomb on me.
I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
All right. Raising your hand. You was right. All right. That bitch kept a secret, and then she told him, fuck it. Carl Thomas had a funny forehead anyway. He was
going to fuck it. He did.
Jesus Christ. I can't. I don't know why.
I bet he wish he ain't never meet his fucking barber neither. Line that bitch up. How about that, nigga?
Oh, Lord. Let me set these alarms. Dear God, let me set these alarms.
Y'all gotta wake up early.
What's your early?
I gotta be up by like 5:36.
Why 5:36?
Cause I gotta make sure. So my lady friend, she's driving down to a basketball tournament in the morning, but she just had a procedure with her eyes, so she gotta be up at a certain time. So I might do. I might drive over there in the morning to but more than likely what I'll do is I'll just call and make sure she's up.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to be up at 4:30 to go to work.
I mean,
well, where
are
you going?
Tomorrow I'm doing a turn in Lynchburg, Virginia, and then I end in Fort Wayne, Indiana tomorrow. So yeah, gonna be in Indiana tomorrow, and then Sunday I do Fort Wayne to Philly to Greensboro. I just overnight at home. That's the first time I've ever got to do that. So, it's overnight at the hotel in my hometown, which I'm going to stay at the hotel because that shit's free.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said, fuck that.
And my car will be in Charlotte, so it's not like I'm going to be like, oh, when I get to the airport, I'm going to get in my car and go home. No. So, and then I go to Harrisburg, go back to Maine, I go to D.C. I go a lot of places this time. So, yeah. I will be in D.C. on Tuesday, but I'm just doing turns in D.C. I'm doing the Harrisburg to, I think it's Harrisburg to D.C., then D.C., Wait a minute. I'll tell you. I think I'm confusing something. Let's see.
I mean, if it's a lot of work, don't go out the way because I really don't give a fuck.
We don't want you, hillbilly.
You call him a hillbilly.
I go from Harrisburg to Philly to D.C., D.C. to Maine to Charlotte.
Goddamn.
Well, why you in Philly? Can you help them with this count, please, so we can get this shit over with?
Actually, I'm only in Philly for 1 hour and 5 minutes, and not even that much.
Not enough time to help.
Nope.
All right.
Not enough time to do shit.
All right, nope. All right. So let's change from this friendship right now, since this is the hot topic of the times.
Oh, Lord.
What do y'all think about this whole presidential election?
I've been trying. I'll watch it. Like, I have to decompress from it. So I'll watch for, like, an hour, and then I got to watch some fuck shit. Like, because it just does my brain too much. And then I'll come back to it because the significant other likes to ask me questions when he's going to work. So he's like, what's going on? I need to know what's happening. And I'm like, yo, I don't want to watch this. But this shit right here, this is like the first time that we've ever seen this shit. And the person that's acting like a kid, like, you don't see that shit. Like, they usually be like, you know what, congratulations to the other person who won. This big ass baby and sore loser, he's throwing.
Well,
like,
here's the problem. He don't even realize it's his own fault why this shit is like this. Because if he would have handled things differently in November, December, January, March would have looked completely different. But he didn't. So now we have to do paper ballots and all this other stuff. And he don't even realize that it's his fault. Like, it's legit his own fault why he's losing. Because he told all his little minions not to use the mail-in ballot to go to the places and vote. So now he's mad because the paper ballots that are coming in are for Biden. But it's like, bro, you told your dumbass friends and all your little followers not to use the mail-in ballots because it's fraud. It's not fraud if nobody voted for you and they voted for the other guy.
Exactly.
That's not fraud. It's not fraud.
And I don't understand how so many of them was brainwashed. Like, I feel like there's something that, I don't know if they sipped of some tea and was like, okay, now we follow him. Like, yo, you're okay with somebody who grabs women by the pussy. You're okay with that? You're okay that he hates women altogether? You're okay with that?
They love it because guess what? 55% of white women voted for him again. That's more than
exactly.
The 53% from 4 years ago. So y'all like Mr. Grabbing by the Pussy.
Exactly. I don't, and I don't think people recognize that this shit is real. Everybody knows someone at this point that has been affected by COVID.
Yeah.
Everybody, whether it's a friend of a friend, like, you know somebody who has lost their life to COVID, or they've had to be hospitalized because of COVID, or they're on quarantine now because somebody they know in their household got COVID and now they got to quarantine for 14 days. Hell,
mm-hmm.
My own child had to get a freaking COVID test because she felt like she was feeling a symptom. So she had to get one. Turn around. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yes.
So,
Supreme is actually, his campus is, like, it's just running rampant on his campus. So they took the entire basketball team. They are now held up in a hotel room for 14 days. Not all of them in one room. But it's two to a room, and the whole basketball team is quarantined for 14 days because they can't risk them touching it.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's take a step back now.
Okay.
So we talk about your boys, and you said that, trying to remember the exact words you say. You said you can't understand how certain people are blind to certain facts, right? Or blindfolded, or can't see certain things, something to that effect, right?
Okay.
And one could say the same thing about those who support Biden,
or the office of the president in totality. So I say that to say that we got to be careful, because the same stones that we throw, we can get hit by them. And it's like, because Biden ain't shit neither. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
no.
The two-party system ain't shit neither. And this is not a democracy. It's a republic. So fuck all the fucking ideas that we have of this bitch in the Constitution, because that ain't shit neither. You know what I mean? So it's like, what fucking difference does it make if my point, if Trump or Biden is the president? It makes no fucking difference to us in the life we're going to live.
You could be sold back to Africa.
This nigga.
I'm just joking.
This nigga. I mean, Biden was behind that super predator shit with the Clintons. You know what I'm saying? Biden was behind, you know what I'm saying, the laws, you know what I'm saying, the 10-to-1 laws and all that shit. Biden, you know what I'm saying, was behind a bunch of bullshit.
Everybody's behind a bunch of bullshit. You might be behind a bunch of bullshit, too. Nobody said one is more perfect than the other. Nobody.
But I've never heard nobody say that the other one is full of shit and as racist as I've heard them say about one. So my point is, if everybody's fucked up, why are we only showing one of the awards?
One may be more blatant than the other. One may be exciting other people more than the other.
All right, so now, when you just made your grabbing by the pussy comment, what he said was he was caught on microphone behind the scenes at like a Miss World pageant. And he was like, I don't even take my time to ask them for their fucking names no more. I just grab them by the pussy. You know what I'm saying? And that was like a witty, not necessarily appropriate comment that he was making. I don't know how much, how big a footing in reality that statement had. But when I heard Biden the other day, in 1993, I think it was, and talking about the in front of the Congress, talk about, I don't give a fuck why somebody beat my mother over the head or what the reason is. They did it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the reasons and whether they, you know what I'm saying, was able to be or what led to it. I think that's more dangerous than what what Trump said, because he not even looking at the fact that this person was poor, so they hit somebody for money to buy food. And if you solve their poverty, they won't hit somebody. You know what I mean? So I think that's a more deadly outlook than anything fucking Trump said about grabbing a pussy. What the fuck do I know?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. You didn't tell, oh, Lord, that's about to be her thing.
No, because she'd be looking at motherfuckers and she'd be like, how can I describe this motherfucker? Blah, blah, blah. Perfect.
Yo, that's Dre. That's Dre right there.
He was posting some t-shirt. I was like, ooh, that's not a very good angle. I don't know.
He got did it.
He was looking like a fat her.
He got some D's on him. Oh, now he's in there talking to himself, because he don't realize he's been sleeping the whole goddamn time. And I muted his mic so we didn't listen to him snore. So I can hear him in the room talking, but I'm not unmuting his mic.
Listen, nigga. Oh, nice. He's responding now, so now he know about motherfucking the topic of the show.
No, because he ain't said nothing, ain't contributed no nothing. Sleep.
Background vocals. Nigga had background vocals.
Right, he snored the whole entire time. Snored the whole entire show.
That nigga was Timin.
And just,
Just snowing the whole entire
Not cement.
Thing.
Not cement.
It was
not
a,
cement.
It was a tip.
Just. Oh, that's a cute swimsuit. Ooh, wee.
Get out of there.
Get out of there. Nope. No, ma'am.
Cute.
No, ma'am.
Yes, bitch. Come
no,
on,
ma'am.
Lady.
No, ma'am. Put
what?
That down. Get out of there.
Why are you shopping what? While we're supposed to be finishing up a show? That's just unprofessional.
Oh, that shit
You're
is.
Better than
God
that.
Damn it.
You're better than that.
Nope.
Damn.
Get out of there.
What? What, bitch, come through with you? Yes.
Oh, yeah. After I get my stomach done, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting this goddamn swimsuit. I don't give a fuck what nobody's like. Matter of fact, I'm going to get that before I get my stomach done. And then when I get my stomach done, I'll be ready for it.
You know, so you're going to have it hanging in your closet and just look at it every fucking 8th day until you fucking finish
yep,
your procedure.
Yeah, until I get my stomach done. Yep.
And then you're going to get it and can't fit the shit. It's going to be either too tight or too fucking loose, and you're going to be mad, and it's going to be too late for you to return it
mm-mm,
and get a refund.
Because, nope, because my seamstress can take in swimsuits.
Because fuck you for having a way around my joke.
Yep, I sure enough do. And I'm telling you, when I get this stomach done, I'm just gonna walk around in belly shirts all day, all the time. Long sleeve belly
I'm
shirts,
done with you.
Short sleeve belly I'm... shirts, tank top belly shirts. And I already wear belly shirts now. So, oh yeah, Two piece, you know, little two piece sweatsuits. Yep. With the crop top.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Oh Lord, okay. Then we're gonna get rid of.
I've seen. After procedures, how the area of significance is not the same vibrance, so skin isn't as shiny. It looks a little dull. It's not as, you know what I'm saying, tightly pulled as it was before, so it doesn't have that same glow to it. If something like that happens in, like, the skin color, so it just don't look right physically. You would still have your midriffs on?
Well, I have stretch marks, so I'm really not going to be upset about some shit. That's what they make lotions and skin tighteners and shit for. Some bitches is lazy. They don't want to do the work.
Is serious.
Did you say silly or serious?
You are, yes, both of them shits, nigga. But I said serious. But you both.
I'm just saying. And I already found my aftercare. So when I get ready to go get my shit done, I already got my aftercare set up. Yep.
No, see, that's fucked up. This nigga taking care of her fucking physical. She got fucking access to any fucking place that her fucking employer flies. This nigga is trying to be an international whore. I see it.
What? No.
I see it.
First of all, excuse me.
No.
Excuse me. My friend, let me tell you something about my friend. My friend is classy. Okay, she is not trying to be an international whore, okay? She is trying to be, she wants to see the world, okay, and live her best life, okay? That is what my friend is trying to do. My friend wants to live her best life and enjoy the body that she wants, okay? That ain't got nothing to do with her being a whore. Now, if she's somewhere and she happened to fly somewhere far, far away, and she meet a nice man, that's between her and that nice man. Okay?
Thank you, friend. That's between, look, listen, that's between me and somebody else's son.
Okay, listen.
See, first of all, I don't think y'all know what whore stands for.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
I'm sure you're
going
to tell
First of all, well, the fact that you would be going around the world means you would be worldly. Okay? And one thing I've always known you to be is honorable. So you are honorable also. But in knowing you, I know that sometimes you ain't always that person that get along with people. You kind of ornery, too. You know what I'm saying? And on top of all things, you do look at shit for what it is, so you're realistic. And you're just Iman. So that's the whore that I was speaking about. Worldly,
no,
honorable,
funky,
ornery,
no,
realistic image. That's what I was speaking of.
That is not. You would have said that in the beginning. You would not.
It was
have
too many. It was too many
said.
Words. It was too many words. It was too many words.
I'm done. I've been talking to you for this week. I don't want to talk to you.
Now this nigga was like, if my friend just so happens to go to fucking Abu Dhabi and finds a fucking sheik with 18 inch penises, you know what I'm saying? Then what she does between him is between him and her. No, I never said nothing like that. That was this nigga over here. And fucking the Northeast Corridor that said that.
Because then she'd probably, like, if I call her, she's going to be like, how your hair follicles doing? So I have to, have to go into a conversation about that with her. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh, nigga, what's going to happen is she's going to be like, why you didn't have me come to Abu Dhabi with you? You know I got some fucking bathing suits too to show the girls. I got bathing suits too. You ain't the only motherfucker with a bathing suit.
I'm about to, matter of fact, I just followed them on Instagram. I'm about to screenshot the swimsuit. I'm just telling you now, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to put my ass on somebody's son in this swimsuit.
Lord.
Okay.
I'm totally.
Don't call me stupid. Don't call me stupid because I mean it. Because I got swimsuits now that I can put my ass on somebody's son in, but I ain't been nowhere to do that. I got to find me a travel buddy. Some shit. Niggas don't know how to act.
At all.
They don't know how to act. This is all I'm saying. You know, I'm just trying to put my butt on somebody's phone while I travel. That's all I'm trying to do.
You know what?
You know?
I'm done with you.
What?
I'm done with you.
I just read a book series about that. And when I find it, Yes. I'm gonna send you the link for these books. This is exactly what it is. That's exactly what she did in this book. She flew all the way around the world and put her butt on people's sons and one daughter. That's what she did.
And one daughter.
She put her butt on somebody's daughter too. It's time to go. I'm only gonna be on the after show for only a few minutes because, like I said, I gotta be up early. But we're getting ready to go because I was about to say something out loud that was not need to be said. So next week, I'm really thinking we're going to break down these songs that we was talking about. Like, we're going to break down songs next week. That's what we're going to do. Next week is going to be fun. So
I give you
all the task of finding three songs, okay? And you have to break down the story of the song to us. Three songs. And they can be any song. It can be country music. It can be hip-hop. It could be R&B 90s. It can be anything. Anything. So,
I know what song I'm taking.
This is going to be fun. Because, you know, sometimes we play games here. So we haven't played a game in a while. So we're going to do that. We're going to have fun next week. We're going to do that. That's what we're going to do.
Now, what if I say I want to break down Come Inside by Intro, and this nigga's talking to a female, but then this nigga dies of AIDS, so I'm confused. Was he speaking to a him or to a her? I don't know. How the fuck do I break that down?
I don't know. You got to figure it out on your own.
Oh, what the hell?
You got to figure it out. You got to break that. You got to give your interpretation of the song. What did you get from the song? Yep. That's what we're going to do next week. We're going to have, that's going to be fun.
Do I have to put clothes on for this after show shit, or can I just keep my robe me butt naked?
Nigga, as long as you ain't showing your shit, I don't care what you have on.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
I don't care. Okay. So, all right. So,
you're the right woman.
We're getting ready to go to the after show. So, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Good night. Be good. Be safe. Do some shit that you think I would do.
Blah, blah, blah.
Good night.
I'm done.